Listen, all you people, try and understand. You may be a soldier, woman, child, or man, but there won't.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480. I'm Joseph J. Erdo alongside Eric Reinert.
This is a country tune?
Yes, it is, sir.
I know it's from The Hateful Eight.
Yeah, The Hateful Eight's a nice country film. Of course, Breakthrough Entertainment Snow Show. The Hateful Eight had a lot of snow in it, didn't it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you got to check out The Hateful Eight. There won't be many coming home. It's kind of a spoiler there for the film. But Roy Orbison singing us into the show right now. We're live in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, if you've seen any movies lately, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480. Or if you just want to chat, if you want some life advice, or if you have some fun
some dating advice.
Yeah, if you want some dating advice, let's do some fun things right now. Yeah, let's, you know, this is ask Dr. Joseph, okay?
Yeah.
Or you could take over Dr. Reinert too.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. So, you know, lately I've been catching up on my movies. I told you that last weekend.
Yeah.
And I've seen, I've caught up with some movies. Spectre.
Okay.
You didn't like.
I didn't love. I thought it was okay.
Anything that Daniel Craig is as James Bond is okay with me.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, huge budget, fun action, just another great James Bond film. Not as good as Skyfall, but definitely good.
Yeah, well, so I liked it. I just said it wasn't as good as Skyfall and wasn't as good as Casino Royale.
Southbound.
Yeah, I gave that a thumbs up last week.
Was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
All right, Southbound, I saw that, and that was pretty good. I thought the, was that the one, I'm trying to remember.
With the
what.
Accident?
Yeah, and it all tied together at the end.
Yes.
Because as I was watching it, I was like going, ugh. How is this? There must be some connection at the end to put this all together, because nothing had anything to do with anything until the end, and then it wrapped it up nicely.
Did you like the accident the best, or did you like a different one of the idiots?
The accident. Which one was the accident?
The one where there was an accident.
I know. I get that part. Is that when he ends up in the hospital?
Yes.
And the hospital is creepy.
Abandoned. Yeah.
They're all equally okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And did you like that song that we played? Of course, the party.
I did. They did play that a couple times in the movie, actually.
Yeah.
I think they played that at the end.
Yeah. Quite creepy song, too, right?
Well, now it is.
Well, see, that's what I said. The song's made scary by horror movies.
And I think I mentioned to you last week, I've seen Green Inferno, which I did not like.
I know. You mentioned it, and I don't understand why you didn't like the Green Inferno.
Why I didn't like it? Because when they're chopping up the first person, when they get captured and they're taken to the cannibals camp, and they're taking that one guy and they're chopping him up and eating his eyeballs and stuff like that, it looked like a mannequin. It was so poorly done.
I disagree. I thought it looked real. And
it didn't look anything real.
You didn't
me.
Get queasy?
No, not at all.
When's the last time you've seen a body all chopped up and getting cooked, seasoned, prepared to be cooked?
In real life, never.
In real life, never?
No.
Okay, well, let me tell you something.
I've seen dead people from accidents in real life.
Yeah, okay, well, that's terrible. But I thought Green Inferno was a lot of fun. I mean, I know it's a little bit campy. I love Eli Roth. Did you happen to see his the remake of Cabin Fever yet?
Oh, and by the way, the acting was atrocious.
I liked it. Come on.
Did I see what?
The remake of Cabin Fever yet?
I have not.
No, I haven't either. Again, that's in my queue.
Wasn't that one of his films already?
Yes.
So he's remaking his own film?
He produced the remake, so he's not the director. It looks okay to me. A lot of people are calling it out, saying it's just the same movie. But
I like Hostel 1, Hostel 2, Hostel 3. That I don't even know if that had anything to do with Eli Roth.
No, it didn't.
The one in Vegas?
Yeah, it didn't, but... I like the first two Hostels.
First two were good.
Yeah. I like Eli Roth. I like all those torture porn franchises and gory stuff.
He's not capable of making anything else, is he?
Well, he made that thriller last year with Keanu Reeves. That wasn't gory at all.
I don't remember, but...
Knock Knock.
Knock Knock, yeah. Was he in that, or was it just directing?
He just directed it.
That was an interesting film.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. It wasn't one of his best, but it was good. It was decent.
And then what else of his? I just, you know, I just don't see him being able to make anything other than what he does.
That's true.
And even though that Keanu Reeves wasn't a you know, a chop him up flick, it still had that feel to it.
Yeah, you always thought something was going
something
to happen.
Bad. You always, and when the girls first arrive, you know, you're already uneasy.
Yeah.
About them being there.
Yeah, I'm sure that the girls, that was just an automatic thumbs up right there, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, both of them.
They were hot.
Lorenza Izzo, she's from The Green Inferno, right?
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
The main girl in Green Inferno?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, she's one of the girls, and I think the other one's a little more attractive.
Wasn't there one that was British? Or no?
No, I don't think British. One was like Argentinian or something.
Oh, that's what it was. I knew there was an accent or something.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But yeah, there's a lot of movies out there to choose from. Again, if you've seen any, you can give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480. Or join us on Facebook, breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F, and that's where you can... shine your light on us and let us know your insight.
Here's another movie that I just recently saw with Ryan Reynolds and Gemma Arterton. And who else is in that? It was called The Voices.
The Voices.
Did you see that?
I love it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
How about that song and dance number at the end?
I don't remember.
Sing
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Song,
that was great. During the credits.
Yeah, see if you can find that on YouTube. Play a little bit from that's Ryan Reynolds singing Sing a Happy Song.
It's all of them. It's
it's the whole cast.
Who was the other girl in it?
I forget. I've seen it a while.
It was Gemma Arterton, and then there was another girl.
I don't remember. I love when things are going.
It was Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick, yes, yes. I know, great cast, and it was just a kind of like a small movie. But when things aren't going right for me, or you know, when I'm kind of in a mood, I like just imagining that song in my head.
But I found that on Hulu, and I was like, this looks interesting. So I just put it on. And Kathleen liked it too.
Yeah, I gave a good review to it. See, Eric, you gotta pay attention. Write these movies down.
Oh, so you did review it?
Yes, I reviewed it here on the show.
I don't remember.
We played the song when I reviewed it. I remember.
I'm trying to play the song.
Yeah.
But you know how YouTube is with those pesky ads.
Yeah, I got some ad for some.
Some of them are you can skip, and some you have to wait.
Some you have to skip, and some you have to wait. Sounds like life, you know.
Sure does. So you didn't like Mad Max, right? I still haven't seen that.
I did not
yet.
Like Mad Max.
Why was it nominated for an Oscar then?
I have no idea. I thought it was one of the worst movies that I saw last year. It was just nonsense.
Hey, Jerry.
Dad?
Creep.
See, his dad. Everyone.
Hey, Fiona. Lisa.
Good evening, love.
No.
Hi, Jerry.
Allison?
Hey, Jerry.
This is after he's died and
sorry,
gone to heaven, right?
You guys.
Yes. Yeah, spoiler
let's
alert
up the
there.
Bad things.
But
let's just be happy.
Yeah, just be happy. I mean, is a nice little tune there, right?
And Jesus is even in it.
Yeah, Jesus is in the movie.
Hi,
Jesus
Jim.
Christ.
Thanks for the love. Thank you for coming.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Are my pets going to be okay?
And he's worried about his pets.
Right. His dog and cat talk to him.
Everyone, Deadpool is singing right now.
Sing a happy song. Get on up and dance, sing a happy song.
I was just such a happy feeling at the end of the movie.
Sing a happy song. Music's good for your soul.
Ryan Reynolds can sing. Don't you agree?
He's making it happen.
Yeah, and Gemma Arterton, she's pretty hot. I mean, she can sing too, but she's hot.
They got a lot of reverb on it.
Yeah, I know.
It can supply you with
peace of mind. Come on, Eric.
Oh, I like his shoes too.
His shoes?
What? He's wearing like these. He's wearing a blue suit and leather shoes that are the exact same color as the blue in his suit.
Yeah. Well, it is a very funny movie. I like checking that one out. So
his dog and cat are hilarious.
Yes, they talk to him. That's why it's called The Voices. Yeah. So of course there's a lot of other voices he hears, but I'm glad you mentioned that one because that song's been in my head.
You know where that was filmed?
Where?
In Germany.
Germany. Wow.
Yeah, it was filmed in Berlin. Wow. I don't know why.
Wow. In case you didn't know, right here on KPHX 1480, brought to you by Eric Reinert. Yeah, yeah. But
ooh, my tacos are here.
Oh, nice. So Kathleen's back then.
She is.
Must be, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but of course, plenty of other movies that are out there. If you've seen any, like I said, you can join us on Facebook, breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. Let us know what you thought, and, you know, sometimes we'll bring up your mini reviews or whatever. You can also find us on Meerkat. We're on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment right now, and during the week you can find Eric Reinert driving around town having a good old time at Eric Reinert One. Sometimes he shares his he's got almost like an Uber cab experience.
Sure,
you can hear Eric's enlightening thoughts.
Not making any money off of it.
I know, that's true. Well, you're just driving around and because I hear, and then sometimes you start singing, right?
Yeah, it'll just be me.
It's entertainment. It's, you know, it's.
I like to tour. You know, when I'm driving around and stuff, I'll give like a tour and tell everybody where I'm at. And,
yeah.
You know, over on the left, we have this. Over on the right, we have that.
Yeah. Well, might as well do that for
money. It's like a Universal Studios tour.
Of Cave Creek or wherever you're
well,
going.
Well, Cave Creek looks like it could be a Western set.
You could drive in that one area.
The okay. Frontier Town.
Yeah, Frontier Town, and just drive around and say, here we are.
Gone back in time.
exactly. And of course, the Oscars, as I mentioned in our last segment, the Oscars are tomorrow night. If you want to share your picks, you can also do that on our Facebook page as well. I don't know. I'm not have to pretend like I get all excited over the Oscars. Everyone's always asking me, you know, one of my friends, Casey, sent me an email a couple days ago, and she says, oh, what are your big Oscar plans? And I said, sitting at home in my pajamas with the TV on, watching the Oscars. Maybe I'll make some popcorn. I don't know. I'm not all that big on Oscars or awards because I think everyone's got an opinion, and, you know, it's weird for a film critic to say, but you know what? We all have valid opinions. I liked The Green Inferno. Eric did not. Kathleen sides with me on this one.
Nope. She didn't like it either.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Shows that she's wrong. I'm kidding. But... you know, so the Oscars, maybe we'll ask our friends on Meerkat what movie, because we got a lot of people on Meerkat right now. Tell us what movie you think is going to take away the Oscar this year for Best Picture, or maybe Best Actor. I think that The Revenant has it in the bag. I would be very happy if Brooklyn won, though, personally. As far as actor goes, I think that Leonardo DiCaprio's got that one covered. And a lot of people are saying Brie Larson will take away Best Actress. I don't know. I haven't seen Room yet. I've still got a stack of Oscar movies that I still need to watch. End of the year award screeners that I have to watch. Just keep rolling with the movies, though. You know, next week we've got Zootopia. Breakthrough Entertainment's Zootopia show next week. All of next week's songs, Eric, are songs about
animals. Now, that's a Disney Pixar movie.
Yes, that one is. That one's not about a ski jumper. That one is actually about animals that walk around in a city and use texting and stuff like that. So I'll let you know if that one's any good. We'll also be talking about Whiskey Tango. Why can't I say it? Yeah.
WTF.
Yeah, WTF. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It's weird because there's a fox in Zootopia as well. You know, it's funny. I don't know, it's a coincidence.
Have you seen Zootopia?
I have seen Zootopia. I'm not allowed to tell you what I thought of it, but we are doing a show all centered around that, and we're trying to get on someone from a zoo, maybe an animal behavioralist. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, somebody who makes animals behave?
No. Well, that would be fun too. But it's someone who equates animal behavior to they gather insight from animal behavior into human behavior as well. So they can they've seen some patterns that mating rabbits they would have the same behaviors as an Eric and Kathleen or something like that, you know? Possibly. Possibly.
I can't touch that.
You can't. I know. You looked at her and you're like, okay, all right, we'll touch that one. But of course, the Oscars are tomorrow night. Chris Rock is hosting, so maybe we'll give you a little recap of anything notable that happens on that next Saturday as well. Going on right now, of course, is the Sedona Film Festival. Of course, the Phoenix Film Festival is coming up as well, so we'll keep you tuned on all that excitement. But currently, the Sedona Film Festival, Dave Isaac, our very own Dave Isaac, and Trisha are up in Sedona right now Such, you know, they're really working. I know out there, they're really working hard. People are giving them food. They've got to eat these things that people give them, and they've got to sleep in this bed in this hotel and everything. Oh my gosh, they're working.
Sounds like torture.
I know. They've got to talk to right now. They're talking with Elliot Gould. I mean, what? Oh, come on!
Right this very second.
Right this very second, they are speaking with Elliot Gould. They have.
Aren't
to
they
talk...
supposed to be on the air with that?
Well, they're. I think they're taping it, and they're gonna do something. But in about 5 minutes, Dave and Trisha will be joining us again to give us some more information about the Sedona International Film Festival, and they're gonna bring some special guests. So that should be very exciting. So you're gonna want to stay tuned right here on KPHX 1480 AM. And some great guests in March. Of course, also in March, in addition to Breakthrough Entertainment's Zootopia special, we've got Breakthrough Entertainment's St. Patrick's Day special. Top of the morning to you, Eric.
That's good, because I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Irish-German.
Yeah, and we're going to have a kissing contest here in studio.
I'm going to drink my green beer out of a stein.
Oh, really? In studio? We're not allowed to do that, I was told.
No, some other place.
Oh, okay. All right, so still the rules the same. And then we're going to have the Easter egg contest that you promised last year. That's for Breakthrough Entertainment's Easter special. And that's for later in March, right?
That we promised?
Yes. Remember, you said you were going to hide Easter eggs.
We didn't get around to it.
Well, that's, you know, imagine if the Easter Bunny all of a sudden just said, I didn't get around to it. Yeah. That wouldn't be very polite, would he?
No, it wouldn't. No, it would just ruin children's lives all over the United States.
And he'd probably lose his job. And then probably have to be like the Easter Frog.
Who's his boss?
Santa Claus. Santa Claus is.
Oh, I guess. So Santa Claus is in charge of like all the leprechauns for St. Patty's Day,
yeah,
and Easter Bunny.
The Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy.
And Jack Frost. Yeah, all of them. He's in charge of all of them. And also Deadpool. He's in charge of Deadpool. And also, we've got Breakthrough Entertainment's Pee-wee special. So, of course, coming up because Pee-wee's big holiday.
That looks
holiday.
Funny.
Yeah, Pee-wee's big holiday coming out on March 18th. So I know I'm very excited about that, so you're going to want to stay tuned.
That's a Netflix original.
A Netflix original. And also is a Netflix original, Fuller House. I watched that. You don't look happy about that.
I don't know. I mean, I saw that. I guess it's a trailer. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's no laugh track, so
right.
The joke's just... They needed a little help. They need some laughing behind it.
Yeah. I wish they would have had the laugh track, but you know what? I did watch the pilot, and I liked it. I like it. A lot of nostalgia. I grew up with Uncle Jesse, Joey, and Danny and Stephanie. I told the story before. I wrote a letter to Stephanie, professing my love and asking her to marry me.
Stalker.
I know. I was just a little kid at the time, so you know, it could be. It was okay.
You learned that early.
Yeah, I learned to stalk early. And, well, you know what? Ellen had on a lady who said that when she was a little girl, she saw George Clooney playing basketball, and she was like all excited, and she asked him to marry her. He asked her to marry him when he was, you know, when she was a little girl and stuff like that. So, you know.
And now to this day, she still thinks he's obligated to marry her?
Yeah, so it was a lawsuit pending and everything. But of course, like I said, Dave and Trisha will be joining us in just a few moments from the Sedona International Film Festival. But we need to take another break. And so let's sing a happy song, another happy song from Whiteout, the movie Whiteout. This is Letter from the Box Tops. Do you save your box tops, Eric?
Nope.
Do you save your taco wrappers?
No, I'm eating taco right now, and it's going in the trash when I'm done.
The wrapper is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, my baby wrote me a letter. I wish she would. Baby, write me a letter, please. Baby. And we'll be right back after this special break.